on the barroom floor. 'Twas a balmy summer's evening, and a goodly crowd was there, which well nigh filled Joe's barroom on the corner of the square. And as soon as he came out through the open door, a vagabond crept slowly in and posed upon the floor. "Where did it come from?" someone said. "The wind has blown it in." "What does it want?" another cried. "Some whiskey, rum, or gin?" "Here, Toby, seek him with your stomach's equal to the work. I wouldn't touch him with a fork. He's filthy as a Turk." It's better than the poor wretch took with stoical good grace. In fact, he smiled as though he thought he'd struck the proper place. "Come, boys, I know there's a kindly heart among so good a crowd. To be in such good company would make a deacon proud. Give me a drink, that's what I want. I'm out of funds, you know. When I had cash to treat the gang, this hand was never slow. What, you laugh as though you thought this pocket never held a sou? I once was fixed as well, my lads, as any one of you. There, thanks, that's braced me nicely. God bless you, one and all. Next time I pass this good saloon, I'll make another call." "Well, give you a song? No, I can't do that. My voice is cracked, my throat's worn out, my lungs are going fast. But say, give me another whiskey and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you a funny story. In fact, I promise to. That I was ever a wealthy man, not one of you would think. But I was some 4 or 5 years back. Say, give me another drink." "I was an artist, not one who dabs on brick and wood, but a painter, and for my age was rated pretty good. I worked hard at my canvas and was bidding fair to rise, and gradually I saw the star of fame before my eyes. I made a picture, perhaps you've heard, 'tis called The Chase of Fame. It brought me £1,500 and added to my name. And then I met a woman." Now comes the funny part. "Did you ever see a woman for whom your soul you'd give with eyes like the Milo Venus, with eyes that would beat a coroner, and a wealth of chestnut hair, and a form a lot like the Milo Venus? Too beautiful to live. If so, 'twas her, for there never was another half so fair. Well, I was working on a portrait one afternoon in May, and much to my surprise, Madeline admired it, and, oh, I'm sorry, I missed the line. I was working on a portrait one afternoon in May of a fair-haired lad, a friend of mine that lives across the way. And Madeline admired it, and much to my surprise, said she'd like to know the man who had such dreamy eyes. Well, it didn't take long to know him. And before the month had flown, my friend had stolen my darling, and I was left alone. And ere a year of misery had passed above my head, the jewel that I had treasured so had tarnished and was dead. That's why I took to drink, boys. I never saw you smile. I thought you'd be amused and laughing all the while. Come, laugh like me. 'Tis only babes and women that should cry." "Hey, give me another whiskey, and I'll be glad. And I'll draw for you a picture of the face that drove me mad. Give me that chalk with which you mark the baseball score. and you shall see the lovely Madeline upon the barroom floor. Another drink, and with chalk in hand, the vagabond began to sketch a face that well might buy the soul of any man. And as he placed another lock upon the shapely head, with a fearful shriek, he leaped and fell across the picture dead. The vagabond.
Who wrote that?
He was the drunk.
Well, who wrote the poem?
Who wrote the poem? I have no idea.
Really?
I've got a piece of paper someplace that tells me, and I forgot the name.
What's the name of the poem?
The Face on the Barroom Floor.
His poem is credited to H. A. Daré.